Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm the king of comedy. He's the godfather of ganja, and this is The Stash. Dude, our first episode. Are you excited? I'm excited.
What's up, my man? I'm very excited, my guy. Thankful that you gave me the opportunity to come on here and do this with you, man.
Oh, yeah. Anytime, man. Anytime. We did a show a while back. I had so many, we had so many listeners, man. I was just like, me and Logan bounced, I mean, me and Godfather over here bounced good off each other. And,
yeah.
You know, here we are.
My dude, yeah. we based ourselves off our anonymity. But one slip up, yeah, I know. This would be lost in translation somewhere. Fucking real. But, yeah, as he said, man, I'm the godfather. He's the king of comedy. We're both really good friends for a long time. We've been doing bullshit with each other for almost 20 years. So we decided to get on here and make a show for everybody. Yeah, I decided to get on here and do a show. Part of it is to get a chance for small-time breeders and growers and connoisseurs of cannabis to get their information, their details, get their product out there. And as another thing is, we want to be informative as well as comedic, of course. So,
of course, man.
My homeboy right here is this, he's a comedy genius. So I decided that, yeah, if somebody's going to make him laugh, it's probably going to be you, my guy.
Well, I wouldn't go that far as a comedy genius, but I'll take it. And I'll try my hardest to make some people laugh. So,
yeah.
You know what? We'll start off with a joke on this show. How's this one? So, I always heard that a stoner's, we forget everything, right? Which isn't true. I smoke a lot of weed, I think.
But I'm
too early for the joke. Okay, moving along. But yeah, like he's saying, man, this show is going to be about pretty much everything weed-related. So we'll go over at the end of the show how you guys can get in touch with us about anything, stuff like that. I guess we should start off by letting them know how did we get into smoking pot. I'll let you go first, bro. What was your first experience with weed?
The first chance I got to smoke weed, I remember – I was a young kid, and an older, let's say, sibling-type figure was kind of in charge of, you know, getting us where we needed to be and everything, and had a chance to pull me aside, which was really cool because, you know, I was just a little kid. So I thought, oh, man, what's up, you know? And he said, well, man, you're about to be a big dog today, man, and you're about to, you know, enter the world of school and shit. Blaze a bowl. And I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, man. I went to blow on the bong, and water came up and ruined the bowl. He got really angry with me. He was like, damn.
Oh, my God. I've seen that happen.
Yeah.
Man.
But he's like, you know what, dog? He's like, you know what, man? I got you. So he takes the bong and makes this milky white rip, and he says, all right, now breathe this in. And when I went to go take a pull on it, I remember him blowing into the little hole. And I remember dying, dude, like throwing up. Like getting these like cold chills. It was really intense. But like I sat up, and when I could finally breathe, I was high. And I know people say
that
you don't need to get high your first time around. Yeah, but I was high. I remember going to school, having like my first day of school, and we had like treats, like little lunchtime stuff and nap time, bro. And I was like, this is the best day ever. And that's what made me like school and smoking weed, man.
No shit. Well, my experience is, let's see, first time I ever smoked, I was probably like 12-ish or so. But like, I was around it my whole life. And without getting too much detail on that, I just grew up in the culture. And let's see, my first experience, I guess I can name the name of the dude I smoked with because he's passed away since then. But I don't know if you remember Jacob. He used to live down the street from me. He was like a few grades above me in school. Yeah, he would come down and be there like half the year, and then he like took off to like Washington or something the rest of the year.
Yeah,
but
that
was my first experience, man. He brought some down when he came down one time, and was like, "Dude, you gotta try this." And I was like, "Well, I've never smoked." He's like, "No, bro, I got you." And pretty much like what you were saying, but it was a pipe instead of a bong, and here I am now.
Yeah, here we are. And I remember my first like real voluntary time of like going out and looking for weed was a kid that was just in the neighborhood with me, and his older brother smoked a bunch of weed. We caught him smoking a bunch of weed. And he never gave us any. So he was like, "Man, I want to get some of that." I said, "Yeah, man, what do we got to do?" He's like, "We got a jacket from him." I was like, "Bet." We went in the garage. I grabbed a baseball bat. He's like, "We're not, it's not that kind of party. He's not even home." So we walked in his bedroom, man, and he had it like stashed in his drawer, and his brother reached in there and grabbed a couple of nugs and grabbed a piece of foil out of the kitchen and, a water bottle and like a big pen, dude. And I was like, "What are we doing with that, man?" He's like, "We're going to smoke this shit." And, he made like this little
MacGyver
bong. And, it was my very first time smoking like voluntarily. And we were so young, you know, but, and I just remember getting so stoned and going home and just walking home down the street was funny. And, I lived in kind of like a rough, like spot, you know, I lived down by Cibola in Yuma, Arizona. And,
Yeah,
it was kind of like whatever. But I get home, and I just, like, sat down on the couch, and I started watching, like, SpongeBob or something. And my mom, like, walks in, and she's like, "What's that smell?" I'm like, "What smell?" She's like, "Something stinks. I can't put my finger on it. Something stinks." She just walked back to her room, and she didn't know. And it was like the greatest moment of like achievement in my young life at that point. That led me to make very stupid decisions and think that people were ignorant. And I didn't realize that she was just playing it off. And I just, yeah, I it gave me a lot more confidence than I needed.
Yeah, I was about to say, bro, many times that we've smoked around that pool area, I was about to say, they had to know, man.
Yeah.
Like, they had
like
to know what we were all out there doing.
Confidence. Oh, yeah, no, I thought everybody was just so, like, nonchalant. My dad knew what the fuck was going on, you know what I'm saying? He told me years later, he's like, "I seen you guys over there smoking some shit, and I don't know what the hell that was." And I was like, "Oh, man." But, you know, they just kind of always were, like, they just turned a blind eye, so we just took advantage of it. All of us did. You did, I did.
Pretty much,
everyone
yeah.
did. They just did. We drank at their house, like.
I think we did a few times, bro.
We did mushrooms. We drank. We smoked. We, you know, stole their vehicles. Stole everything, man. Yeah, they just didn't.
A lot of crazy shit at
like
the pad, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. But for the most part, man, pot has always been kind of like the medication for. I have, like, social problems.
In my opinion, man, it should be the only medication for a lot of people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Marijuana has shown in studies that it helps battle addiction, epilepsy, cancer, neurological issues, even skin disease. And so it's kind of crazy that in the world we live in, such an easily accessible plant that helps people with so many different problems. It's insane that it's not just sold in the grocery stores at the price of a head of lettuce, because the fact remains is it's a medicine that they're withholding from the world. And that's kind of the reason we're here today. And one of the biggest reasons for doing this stuff is to kind of get the world's perspective, I guess, and to let everybody know, man, that there's
that
there's
get
still,
the right information out there about it all, because there's so much
absolutely.
False information about weed and out there that, like,
weed's
a drug
absolutely.
Or weed's a gateway drug. It'll lead to this and that and this. That's not true, guys.
Well, the other thing too is where people feel like my big battle is everyone feels like the legalization in the United States has been such a positive thing.
Yes.
And it is positive as far as being able to get marijuana out there to people and get it out there, you know, in people's hands. But the problem with that also is you've got a generation of people like myself and yourself and the people before us that grew up in this, like you said, culture. And we want our chance to break into this culture after being ostracized and demonized for so many years. We want a chance to, you know, break into it. And that's a big fact that a lot of us, I guess, should hear. So that's one of the big things that you'll hear from me a lot is fucking down with the man.
Break on to the other side.
That's on, bro. All
right. So speaking of growing in different places and areas and whatnot, you know more about all this. So I'm going to let you take over on this part. But go over some of the laws and some of the rules about it all.
First of all, let's start off with the legal states that you can actually grow in. Okay, so the states approved home growing of recreational or medical cannabis that include Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Massachusetts. Where was I? Michigan, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, Washington, D.C. So those are all the states that have legalized for home growing, which, in my opinion, should be national. It should be nationwide.
Yeah.
But those are the
states
that have allowed for,
sure.
For legal states to grow in. For cannabis recreation, we have hold on one second. I have all my notes kind of like I said, it's all on the phone.
I'm glad you took notes. My notes consistently say yo and then an intro.
Yeah, no, I took a bunch of screenshots and stuff, and now I'm like, well, this is my first time doing this kind of shit, so what we have right here is marijuana states in 2021, which is the last relation to the law. Everything hasn't really changed except for a couple places for their regulations. We have Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho still has a prohibited law, but the marijuana law has been voted in and it should be in effect within, I believe, the next 7 months. They did make it where it was so anything less than 3 ounces in Idaho. Oh, no, that's not Idaho. That's Ohio. I apologize. In Idaho, we are prohibited on all forms of alcohol of cannabis. It's still what we call blackball state. Okay.
Oh wow.
So for medical, I was getting my notes mixed up, but Idaho is prohibited in all forms and fashions. So that's one of the big states that if you get caught over there with over 3 ounces, it's a felony. That's a bad. So Illinois is fully illegal. Indiana is medically. Iowa is medically. Kansas is medical. Kentucky's medical, Louisiana's medical, Maine is fully legal, medical for Maryland as well, Massachusetts, Michigan are fully legal, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri are medical states, Montana is fully legal, Nebraska is the second state that it's fully prohibited in. Marijuana is illegal for both medical and recreational use in Nebraska. Decriminalization has begun, though. Possession of less than 1 pound is a misdemeanor. So they lightened their laws, but it's still a prohibited state. Nevada is fully legal. New Hampshire is medical. New Jersey is fully legal. New Mexico is medically. New York, medical. North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, they're all medical. Oregon, of course, is fully legal. Pennsylvania is open for medical as well. Medical in Rhode Island, South Carolina, fully legal in South Dakota. Tennessee is medical only. Texas is medical, but that's still a really touchy subject in the state of Texas. Utah is medical as well. Vermont's fully legal. Virginia is medical. Washington is fully legal. West Virginia is medically. Wisconsin, Wyoming, those are the last of those states that are on the list of places that are medically cleared for marijuana.
Now, so, I know you know the answer to this, and I know what you're talking about when you say this, but for some of the listeners that maybe just casual smokers or something, explain to them what the difference is between medical and fully.
Okay, so the difference between a recreational or fully legal state and a state that implicates the medical use. So you have to go to a doctor in states with medical units, and you have to pay for a card, which in some states is a couple hundred dollars. You then, as long as your paperwork lines up with your doctor, then you can get a card, and then you can go to medical clinics, and those clinics will provide you with flower, edibles, and stuff. But it could be based on the amount that you've been determined for your illness. It's not really as free as a lot of people think it is, but it is available. So that's the difference between a medical state versus a fully open state, where as long as you're over 21, you can go down to the local shop and get it. And you can have it, and you can take it to your house. And that, in most states, it's, you just can't smoke it out in public. But that's the biggest.
So it's pretty much like alcohol.
Absolutely. Just like any other thing that as adults we do to alleviate the stresses of reality. If people drink, you know, they shouldn't be doing it out on a schoolyard, but if they want to drink a beer at home, who the fuck can judge them, you know?
Right. Well, right. Shit, there you guys go. Those are all the laws in the states, guys. I mean, that's crazy that you would think, honestly, by now, like, every state would be on board.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Would it be legalized?
Especially when you look at the, when you start looking at the studies that countries have come back with after the legalization of drugs as well as other narcotics, what it ultimately comes down to, man, is people don't like being told what to do. They don't like sitting back and having these rules and stipulations, because that's not going to change what they're going to do. So our approach to locking people up for this stuff, I just feel like it's way too
it's silly as shit, bro.
Country. Yeah.
Oh, I know, man. I did 30 days in jail for a little bit of pot and not telling on some people that time. So yes.
Yeah. Yeah. For
some
bullshit. Everybody had to do a little bit of time. You know what I mean? I've done. Well, we'll get into that later, but yeah.
But yeah, it's
so
like by
get,
now you think like
yeah. Before we get into that,
the rules
man,
on it all should
get
be
into that, man. Absolutely. Before we get all into that other shit, dog, why don't you just light your bowl up, man? Take a puff and fucking hold it down, because we're about to get into some fucking humorous shit, not so much of the serious lawless side. So, my dude, hit me with it. Hit me
with the dumb criminals.
Jail story.
My jail story, yes, okay. Which time? I'm overnight or no, I'm just kidding. All right. What happened was I was with some people, and I've gotten in trouble a few times before this, you know, but I was with some people, and they were doing some other bad stuff and got caught. Now, I just happened to be with them. I wasn't doing the bad stuff they were doing at this time. But, you know, since I was there, I was guilty by association. Well, they searched me, and, of course, I had, you know, some blood on me. The cop pretty much was trying to tell me he can make this go away if I would just tell him what was going on with the other shit, and I wouldn't tell him what was going on with the other shit, so I went to jail. Now, it was creepy in there, because, jail out there, I don't know if you've been to county out in Yuma, right? You know, like how the dorms are?
Yeah.
See, I got put in a dorm with, like, I want to say at least 40 people, if not more, in this dorm, right? Bunk bed status. and like a circle around the walls type shit.
I was in there for
and, a few. As soon as I went in, man, I was in there like, I was maybe one of three white dudes out of the whole thing, right? But now, when you're in county, it's different than prison race type shit. Yeah, you stick with your own race, but you can also, like, if you're playing cards with somebody else or something.
Yeah,
like,
man. Yeah, it's really relaxed.
Yeah, it's more casual a little bit. Well, luckily, I knew some of the people that were some of the other gangs that were in there. Like, I knew some of their brothers, and I knew them and shit, right? And they turned out to be cool with me, so really I had people that had my back, and when I say this, it was like being in summer camp, but a very boring summer camp.
Big fact. Sorry, bro.
And then that was pretty much it. I mean, like, nothing too crazy happened in there. I mean,
I saw
some dudes get their ass kicked a few times, you know, but that was about it. I saw some guy get his ass kicked, but nothing major.
Yeah, you got dudes digging out in jail. Yeah, it always happens, man. First time I got caught, bro, I was at Crane Middle School. And I was like, I don't know, like 12.
Nobody's ever said that in the beginning of a sentence ever. First time I ever got caught, I was at Crane Middle School.
I was at Crane Middle School, man, and I pretty much the same friend that I went and smoked weed with that we took everyone's his brother, were, you know, talking in the hallway, and he was like, here, man, take some of these. And he handed me some things, and, you know, I took a couple of them. They felt pretty good. We went back to the neighborhood. We got a bunch of the things that he gave us and brought them to school, and we were selling them. And they didn't catch me with any of the things on me, right? But they did catch me with some weed, which was enough to get me suspended from school. So that was the first time I got caught.
Oh, well.
They called my dad, and I asked them, can you just take me to jail because my dad's going to beat my ass? And they're like, no, you got to go to your dad.
Oh, damn, bro. I remember I almost got caught my senior year at school, dude. Somebody narked me out and then comes and told me they narked me out. And then that one security guard that was real chill.
Yeah.
I think
you know what I'm talking
about. The skateboarder
yep.
dude. Yeah. He came and kind of gave me a heads up, so I switched backpacks with somebody, right? Didn't even take nothing out of my backpack. I just literally switched bags. So I knew I was getting called down there. So I get called down there, and they're just, like, they search my bag, and all they did was ask me, how come you had so-and-so's paper? And then I was like, oh, we're partners and freaking nap files and shit.
Yeah. That's funny. See, the same guy came to me when I was at school, and he's like, hey, you got anything on you right now? I was like, what? It was random. I had a backpack full of stuff.
He was a lifesaver.
Yeah, he came up to me, he's like, if you don't have that on you in about 20 minutes, you'll be all right. I gave it to him. I was like, here, take it. And he took it from me. And sure, sunshine, bro. 15 minutes later, the cops walked up on me, and they're like, hey, friends, come here. Talk to you. I was like, what's up? And I just used that name on there, didn't I? So I should probably delete that out. Ignore it.
I slip up twice.
Yeah. No.
Nobody heard anything.
Anonymity is going right out the fucking window, huh? So they called me over there, man, and they searched me, and they didn't find anything on me. And after school, I went and got my backpack back from them, and it only had like a gram missing. So it was cool. And he saved me one time because I was in the back of the welding class, and I was smoking weed with another guy in there, and he was a big pothead. And we were stupid baked, man, and we got this brilliant idea that we blow this, like, it was like purple grape, and purple weed, and it smelled so good. So we thought it was cool to blow it in our coveralls as a filter, right? So we blew it in our fucking coveralls, dog, and this whole classroom smelled like ganja. And we come out from behind the place where we were smoking, which was also the place where they put the empty acetylene tanks in the welding place.
Oh,
and they were like, dude, and everyone in the classroom is freaking out. And I'm like, why is everybody freaking out? And they're like, dude, you guys don't smell that? And I was just like, oh, no. So we panicked, right? I gave, I mean, we tossed the bag of weed somewhere, and I gave my dude my little pipe, and it was like a little, it was like a sneak-a-toke, right? It was like a tie-dye sneak-a-toke in a tube, and it was actually a friend of mine's. And I gave it to him to get rid of it, right? The cops come in, and they're like, dude, you smell so bad. You're smoking in here. I was like, fuck no. I smoked before class. I was like, so fucking take me out of here, send me home, and fuck off. Well, they went and searched my shit. They didn't find anything in there, right? So I thought I was good, except the homie that I gave that pipe to shared my locker in. We had two people to a locker. This dumb motherfucker put it on my shit. So the cop comes back, and he's got this little tie-dye tube, and he's like, if you can open this for me, he's like, we're going through a big process. Like, just open it for me. And I was like, you figure it out, fucker. You know? And I was a shithead, man.
So you opened that shit, my man.
Figure it out. So they took my fingerprint, and he took a picture of it. And I bet you if you go to that high school today, there is a picture up of this sneak-a-toke with, like, a little cigarette thing that came out of it. It was spring-loaded. And there was a little bit of bud left in there from the fucking day before, you know. I didn't even think it was the same weed. And they didn't find the bag of weed, but they did have enough to get me with possession in school. Now, I had to go to continuation school, right? This is the second time this has happened.
Okay, is this what happened? You got kicked out, or did you come back after the?
Yeah. No, I didn't. Okay. So,
no.
2 weeks before this, 2 weeks before the pot incident, there was a kid there that we went to school with, and he was a nice guy, and his name was something else. And he was his birthday. And Hazam, some blah, 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 you know who I'm talking about, fucking comes up to me, and he's like, hey, man, it's this guy's birthday. And I was like, oh, cool. So I walked up on him, and I, dude, no joke, tapped him one time in the shoulder, and I was like, happy birthday, motherfucker. And I guess he'd had enough. I guess he had had enough of that day, and he fucking took a rabbit punch in my face. And
oh,
it took
shit.
Me a second to realize he was trying to fight me, because I took a step back, and I laughed at him, and he stepped in, and he followed it up with another punch. And
I took
another step back, and I was like, I don't know if you think you're doing something smart, but probably not. And when he stepped in for that last punch, I just stepped right into it, and I hooked him in the right side of the face, well, with my right to the left side of his face. And I put everything I had into it. And the kid hit the ground. He came back up. He spit his teeth at me, and then he ran. I went to my history class, and I was covered in, you remember those pineapple juice drinks that they had at the high school? They had, they were like,
like going to get out of
the
machine
right there? Yeah. They were like the mixed drinks, right? Or like fruit drinks.
Yeah, the Minute Maids or whatever they were.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I had one of those in my hand when this kid was hitting me, and when he swung, he hit the cup, and the bottle opened and spilled on me, and that's why I punched him in the face. But
he stole my drink with a fucking beak.
Yeah, I was mad. I was like, why'd you cover me in juice, Frank? And then I took out, turns out on his 16th birthday, he lost his entire back row of teeth. And,
oh, damn, bro.
Yeah, his jaw had to get surgery. They said, thanks to you, he's getting surgery done on his birthday. And I was like, well, that sucks. You know, but they thought I kicked him in the face because I had those, Red Wing. You remember those Red Wing cut, those shoes?
Yeah, that's what I was say, bro. You used to wear those shit kickers, so.
Yeah, I had those Red Wing steel toe fucking boots, right? And I was like, I did not kick him in the face. And they were like, well, if it shows you kicking him in the face, you're going down for assault. I was like, well, go over and watch the fucking cameras then. I don't care. And they came back, and they're like, he didn't kick him in the face. And my dad's sitting there like, what the fuck happened? Mind you, I'm so stoned that this all seems like a fucking dream. And I'm mad because I lost my juice. So...
And I'm mad because I lost my shoes.
Yeah. And they come in and they tell me that it's time to go. And they kicked me out and they suspended me for like 3 weeks. And then I came back, and like a week after that is when the pot thing happened. And they were like, we're done with you, dog. And for the second time in my life, I had to go to continuation school, which is ironically where I met my wife when I was at the first time. We had been,
oh,
yeah. So when I was in continuation school in eighth grade, she went to continuation school in seventh grade, and we were going to the school at the same place. And we didn't really like know each other that well, but we went to the same school. And turns out we got married eventually, and we have two kids. So.
And there you guys go. Get in trouble in high school or get in trouble in middle school, you meet your future wife. That's more of the story, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of criminals that might need to meet their future wives, I thought it would be kind of funny if we did like a dumb criminals but like weed-related shit, right? So I was thinking about calling it It's Always 420 Somewhere. We'll work on a name of it, you know, whatever. We'll just say that for now.
Yeah, we'll figure all that out.
But I have a list of headline titles. We're going to do a couple of them, but we're going to pick which ones we're going to do, and then I'll read the article about them. First one is Circle K does not accept weed as cash. The second one is cannabis possession arrest leads to stardom. Okay. The devil's lettuce versus regular lettuce. Man arrested for cannabis possession embarrassed it was bush weed. And two Burger King employees arrested for selling pot to cops. Oh, I vote for the Burger King one. That one just sounds like that's going to be interesting.
Oh, man. I feel like I could have been that Burger King employee at one time. So I'm like kind of
that's what I'm
it.
Saying, bro. This might
go
be us it. On the that might be us on the Burger King one. So I feel like we should do that one.
Yeah,
and
let's go
on the what do you think the other one, just a random one here? What do
you
think?
I got,
the devil's
you know what,
lettuce versus regular lettuce?
No. What was the second one?
Cannabis possession arrest leads to stardom.
There we go.
Yeah, I want to see who got famous off of this. You're right.
I
want to
see who got famous
second.
Off of it, bro.
All right, let me click on the button. Make a few noises, make a few sounds till I get to it. That way I'm distracting the audience here a little bit. Okay, a couple of these. Grow down a little bit. Okay. Cannabis possession arrest leads to stardom. Rarely does any arrest... Hold on. Rarely does any arrest... Okay. Okay, it's a 19-year-old Texan woman, and what it is, she has one of the a nice mugshot. She does look all right in the pic, but you know, I don't see how she made
not
it famous
the
off
fucking,
of that. Nah,
no,
not worth
see,
it. What's
already
the
boring fucking win it already.
The police
Let's
posted the mugshot
shit.
To their
fucking...
website. Someone then submitted the photo to Mugshot Bathes, a defunction
oh.
Twitter account that uses post mugshots of beautiful women. The post earned over 2,700 likes after going viral, which led to a onslaught of online attention from people seeking. So pretty much she got in trouble. Some people thought she was hot, and now she thinks she's a model or some shit on some Instagram things or something.
Yeah, no,
I'm
just
that that's the
basis
of that story.
The
she's probably like the what,
old.
Second or third person to become famous off of the shit like that.
No, man, people get famous off their mugshots all the time. I mean, mine hit fucking a pretty good following. But a lot of that's just people, like, shaming
right.
people for getting arrested, and then when they find an attractive person, they're like, oh, hey, it's just lame.
I'm glad my mugshots were on there because it was before I got my beard or grew out my beard, bro. And let's just say I look like a mini meatloaf because I had the long hair and no beard at the time.
Oh, man. I'm sure you could just Google and it would be quite an entertaining stratosphere of information that appears when you get my name and the correct fucking information right. But, yeah, I've got a few out there, man. Yeah, they brought
anyways,
a fucking tank.
Okay, the next one is the two Burger King employees arrested for selling pot to cops. Okay.
Correct.
Next time you find yourself ordering a Whopper, ask employees to make your fries extra crispy. Asking this of two former employees at Burger King in New Hampshire, but I've earned you a coffee cup full of weed.
Ooh,
a whole coffee cup full. Are we talking like a large coffee cup? What are we talking here? I'm down for this. Oh, get
yeah,
this, man.
How much was the bill?
The dude's like... name was, and it even tells the nickname. You ready for this? Garrett, Nasty Boy Norris. That's right. I said it.
Oh, wow.
And Megan Dearborn got duped into selling a undercover cop weed. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
Baby
Boy
out
got
there,
in
bro.
Trouble. Oh, damn. Nickname like Nasty
now
you Boy. You'd think he'd be
boy.
A nice guy. Yeah.
Now he can be a real
oh,
nasty boy.
Oh, shit.
How much
okay.
do you like them
yeah,
suits there, son?
Right. What's the laws in New Hampshire? You're probably going to be in there for life.
In New Hampshire. Oh, God. Let me get that on there. I've got Google, of course, that I can just run it. So we're going to go New Hampshire. Is and it was, what was it? How many, what did he get charged with?
Selling weed to an undercover cop, a coffee cup full. So I'm going to guess less than an ounce.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, man. So if he hadn't have been caught, he would have been good because the state allows adults to possess up to 3/4 of an ounce of marijuana and grow up to 6 plants. But the
oh,
fact
wow.
that you sold it to a cop... It
yeah.
tells an 18-month sentence. Wow.
Wow.
These motherfuckers, first-time offenders, is probably going to get about 18 months. So
wow.
that's very funny that you make one bad mistake and turns it into like a year and a half of your life.
Wow. That is crazy, man.
That's funny.
Oh, shoot.
I remember when I was like, living in Tucson, man, there was a Taco Bell, or it was a Jack in the Box that was down the street. And I would go late at night, and these kids would see us roll up, and I'd order something like 20 fucking tacos, man. And we'd roll up, and there'd be this, like, smoke billowing out of the car, you know. And they'd be like, yo, you got any dank? I'd be like, of course I've got some dank. You want some? They're like, yeah, bro, give us a couple grand, and we'll throw you these fucking tacos for free. I'm like, bet money, dog. So I just pulled out a fucking fat nut, threw it at him. And this became like one of the most intimate relationships that I think you can fucking possibly have. Because these two motherfuckers work every single night so that they could get free weed. And they did. And they used to fucking tell me straight up. They're like, dude, sometimes you're the only reason we come to work because you know you'll be by. Because I was such a fat ass, I ate so many tacos.
God, I miss Jack in the Box, man. We don't
oh,
have those
man,
up this way.
Yeah, they're
oh,
not anywhere
man.
Like else, but they've got them in Phoenix, so we're part of the future operations for the business goes is that's where that's going to be at. So we'll be doing all right. I'll send you a bunch of tacos, man.
You're going to have to send me some Jack in the Box, bro.
And some fucking Mr. G's, bro. Mr. G's, of course.
Oh my
for
god!
For people that don't know
Mr.
out there
G's.
In our hometown, that is a very
shout
big
out to
deal.
Yuma,
but
Mr. G's burritos.
Out, yeah.
Oh my god, crawl from Yuma High.
For us that live away from Yuma,
right
yeah. For us that don't live in Yuma anymore, it's a pretty big deal. But we definitely have a big future going for us in Arizona with this. New laws that have opened up, and I got family still there, so we're gonna take a big operational jump there, and go from where we're at to there, and probably leave this operation running. But I've got to find somebody I trust with what I do.
I feel you, bro.
But,
I feel you. Ooh, all right.
So, like I said earlier.
Oh, go ahead, man. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, my bad. Oh, no, like I said earlier, man, this is a chance for a lot of these guys to advertise, you know, the seeds and breeding and things like
right.
that. Like we were talking about doing a grow from start to finish to show the different styles of training, to show the different styles of mediums, to show the different styles of strains. And we'll upload that to our Instagram page, and you guys can follow that there.
Yeah. And I'm even thinking about doing a YouTube page, and we can even put the stuff on there maybe. I don't know what the rules on YouTube with weed is or whatever, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah,
but another one
open,
of our
man.
Segments that we're working on, guys, is we like a strain of the week, more or less, I guess. And
strain
this week
of
is
the week. This week,
and Logan,
is
this
Acapulco
week's is
Gold.
Ooh.
Acapulco
Ooh.
Gold, bro. Acapulco Gold. So, about a little bit about Acapulco Gold. Acapulco Gold is what we would call a landrace strain, which, for starters, is named basically after the region in which it grows. So, landrace strains are Acapulco Gold, lamb's bread from Jamaica, Durban Poison, which was Malawi, and that's like Kilimanjaro from Africa, Panama Red from Colombian Gold from South America, Thai and Chocolate from Asia. These plants are what we would call landrace strains. And so today we decided to go with Acapulco Gold because, as for a lot of people in America, especially in the air, you know, the region where we were at, you got Mexican weed from Mexico, you know? And Acapulco
yeah.
Gold coming up
yeah.
through the 60s was one of the very first good weeds that a lot of people in the Southwest and Western regions really got their hands on through the 60s and into the 70s. And Acapulco Gold has survived. It is something that is a little harder to find, but there are breeders out there that have some strains of Acapulco Gold. Now, like we said, Acapulco Gold is what we call a landrace strain. It's a strain that started right there in Acapulco, Mexico, with the region's humidity and the way that the airflow and the temperatures, this sativa plant was able to thrive. And it gave it a lot of its own unique flavors and the tinctures that followed up with it. Of course, it's a gold flake plant that everybody would recognize with the golden hairs. But what really happens there is the tinctures that come through after the curing. These plants require a little bit of attention after being picked. So once we started curing this weed, we realized how gold it actually was. And it's an awesome strain, very easy to grow, indoor or outdoor. It's a sativa, so it's very resilient. I've had some Acapulco Gold, and I've absolutely thought it was fantastic. It's one of the most energized highs. If you get a really good one, it's anywhere from 18 to 23% THC, so it's not a very high percent,
oh,
but
wow.
it is CBG as well with 1%. It's not a very high-rated strain, but it is an OG. And, of course, from Acapulco Gold, what did we get? We got Skunk, and we got Apple Pie. And anybody else, I remember, when those two came into the swinging park, you had the original Skunk that came from Acapulco Gold. That was a blend. So when we came from that, and then we got that Apple Pie was fantastic. So those
yes,
were the godfathers, man.
You guys heard it here first. Those are the godfathers from The Godfather.
Yeah, man. Absolutely, man. Those are the godfather strains. Those are the ones that, you know, that started a lot of this stuff. Now, we've got, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of strains that we've got names for. But when we're starting out from the base layer, the stuff that you're talking about is landrace strains. You've got the indica that came out of the Asias. You've got the sativa that came out of South America. You know, these strains at their purest are what kicked off everything else. And that's where we're starting our strain of the day.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good one to start with. And you guys go. Acapulco.
Yep.
How do you say it, man? I'm saying it wrong every time. I'm always saying Acapulco Gold.
Acapulco Gold, man. Acapulco Gold.
Acapulco Gold, yeah. But yeah, I talked to a person who personally smoked some, and he said one of the best highs he's ever had. He said try Acapulco Red too. He said that was pretty good.
The Panama Red. Yeah, that would be Panama Red. Yeah.
I'm pretty
really
sure he was probably
strange.
Getting a little mixed up because he came up in the 60s and 70s before it really had a bunch of different names. So.
Yeah, a lot of that was just the red Red straight for Panama Red. So those are those are the OG of OGs, man. That's when people realize that this, you know, crumbly stuff that you just dried and smoked could have something to it.
Right.
Back in
now,
the day,
if anybody
man,
has a recommendation, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, bro. I didn't mean to interrupt. It's going to happen every now and then. We're going to be talking over each other.
Oh, no, bro.
But go ahead. Finish what you were saying, my man.
Damn, this apple fritter hits good. but the Acapulco Gold. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you guys think, man, apple pie, Acapulco Gold, that's as close as I could get to it in my stuff, you know. But with these strains, man, if you have any recommendations, hit them up on Messenger, hit them up on there, give them a fucking recommendation or whatever you've got. And any advertisers as far as, like, breeders, you wanting to get your name out there, man, we can always help each other, you know.
There you go, man. Us potheads need to take over again. I'm tired of us being
frowned
upon.
Take over the world, bro. Yeah, absolutely.
We're not a drug. We don't do drugs. We get high and give hugs.
Yeah, there's that.
And sometimes we get things tugged on by... No, I'm just kidding. Anyways.
Yeah. Me and my wife only. That's the only... That's it. That's only, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Stipulation, yeah.
So
I don't want to die.
So, bro, you made it to your first episode. How's that make you feel, man? You've done it. You are now a podcaster. You've guest on a few in the past few weeks, but hey, it's your show now, man.
Havoc and Mayhem.
You are now a podcaster. Welcome to the world.
Bro,
I've been doing
really
it for almost
it,
3 years now.
Yeah,
but it'll be funner
as
we go along.
It's a little something
to
get used
to,
but
you know, yeah, it'll get used. It takes a little bit to get used to. Try doing it by yourself every now and then, because it's like you're talking to yourself and you just you don't know if anybody's listening. You're just kind of mumbling on. And but,
yeah,
I
did
we'll
a lot
for sure
of
be doing another
prison,
episode
yeah,
next
definitely.
Week, guys. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we'll for sure be doing another episode next week. Tuesday is going to be our thing. I'm good any day.
Tuesday's
going to
be the thing.
It's up to you on that one.
I'm
Tuesday
always
will be
good,
the thing.
Bro.
So tune in
I'm
next
always.
Tuesday, guys. I'm the same way. I'm sure you'll be joining us again this week sometime for another episode or some shit. Lacey's just got home today from the hospital, guys. So give her a shout out or anything like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We did a show last night, so if anybody wants to go check that out, we had a lot of listeners over in India for some freaking reason. Shout out to India. That's what we need to do, bro. On our next episode, I'm going to look up what's the most smoked strain of weed in India.
I'll definitely have the information for you, man, because really, bro, is all I do. You know what I mean? Like...
I mean, that's what I was about to say. This man right here, when I say he's the godfather of ganja, he's the godfather of ganja. I just smoke it. This man takes it to a whole nother level.
Yeah. I guess we could dip into that a little bit. So my big step from the world of, you know, hustle and bustle and everything like that was
organized crime.
You know, take it upon myself. Yeah, so I guess you could definitely say that. We'll put that on another show. But I put the life of organized crime and everything else like that away behind me. And, you know, I still have a slight complex towards authority. So I always had cannabis near me and around me, and that was always in the culture. I wasn't just in there smoking, you know, to alleviate pain. I mean, I was in the culture before it was cool, and always had the chance. So now I'm a father of two beautiful little girls, and I'm a cultivator of marijuana. Now, of course, following all state regulations and bylaws and things like that. What I do right now is I work with breeders, and we're getting different strains together. And what we're going to do is we're going to start with some of these mother strains that we've talked about, Acapulco Gold. I'm going to locate some of those seeds, and we're going to breed those. And then genetically, we're going to mix those from the base and really create our own strain of weed. And we're going to do a lot of trials and practices, and we'll load a bunch of those pictures on Instagram with the plants and to show you what they look like and some of the seeds and things like that. And the big thing is trying to get it out there, trying to get these good strains of weed, this good medicine to people so they can grow it themselves.
Yeah.
Good quality cannabis, easy to grow at home.
If you guys don't take anything away from the show, try to take it as a learning experience on some stuff. Yeah, we'll tell you some funny things. We'll tell you facts about this and that. But if you listen to this man, he's teaching you in a way on how to grow and the laws and everything of that nature. So if you guys do want to start growing and everything, this show right here would be something to tune into each week. You'll learn as you go. Should I learn a lot today as I'm going? So.
Yeah, man, we always learn stuff, man. This is why we're doing this show. This is a passion, and this is something that.
Yeah, there you go.
With
passion.
Years of reading, years of, honestly, lots of education, but most of it being self-taught. And so for me,
yeah.
I made a lot of mistakes. And I've recently, actually, to be honest with you, man, I really started doing something new. And I'm not going to get into it too much, but I've started something new. And this is new for me. It's out of my comfort zone. But it's something new for me. And we can get into that later. But I just love the industry, you know, and I didn't want to be a fucking working Joe for the rest of my life, man.
I feel you there, man. I feel you there.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, next Tuesday, guys, tune in because we'll be doing another episode. And I think, did we agree that we were going to do one about, like, what are they called? Those weed commercials, like funny weed commercials and, like, after school little specials and stuff.
Yeah, corny weed commercials and some dare skits. So
Yes. If
you like watching or listening to these two grown-ass men humiliate themselves with outlandish humor that probably is not suitable for all audiences, then you'll definitely have fun. You'll definitely have fun.
All I can say is Pete's couch, and if nobody gets that reference that smokes weed, then y'all don't smoke weed.
Y'all don't smoke enough, man.
Because that commercial played at least 50 million times a day.
Oh, my God. I'm so fucking
If you smoke
high.
Weed, you end up on Pete's couch.
Pete's couch
sounded pretty cool, man. It always had pizza. It always had weed. It had a TV.
Or in a van down by the river, you know.
You just Chris Farley me right now, bro. What the hell?
I just did,
van,
yeah.
Down by the river. Oh, damn. But yeah, bro, I guess, we'll continue this talk next week's episode. Like I said, you did great for your first episode. Proud of you. High five. Can't see it through the phone, but high five. And,
air high five, man. Take a toke.
Air high five. And for the strain of the week thing, like he was saying, if you guys have any suggestions, hit us up. You know what, dude, I'll name my name on this because that way they can hit us up on anything for now. You guys know where to find me at King of Comedy Dakota, any of that nature on there. You can Google search me and all that nonsense. But if you guys have any suggestions about anything, hit me up. Any type of weed that y'all think like we should talk about or something, I don't know. Maybe we'll do like a special thing. And if anybody wants to call
anything
in,
you want, any guys
I'll give
you
out
want
the call out
to
number.
Comment
yeah.
on, exactly. Anything you guys
yeah,
want to
like
comment,
anything,
us
anything,
to comment on.
Yeah. Just let
anything
us know.
That you find
if you guys want to call
people
in.
People find it interesting too.
Yeah, exactly. And if you guys want to call in, we'll give out a call-out number. You can call in and tell us, tell us the first time you smoked or something. You know, anything y'all want to call in and talk about with it all. But keep it weed-related, though.
Wait,
we don't do none of that other shit. We don't do none of the other shit around here.
Yeah.
Just all pot. And that's about it, man. You got anything you want to add to that?
No, man. Just all weed all the time, bro. There's
all weed all the time. Now,
there's
remember,
a thing I want to do next week.
Oh,
there's a
okay.
thing I want to do next week.
I'm curious now. You got me curious now. What is this?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a thing I want to do next week where inside the community, man, a lot of people, if you ever ask somebody why does pot help them or how does cannabis help them, you know, a lot of people have very different answers. So maybe for a little bit tomorrow, I'll share some of their answers with you that I get from people in communications and things like that. So.
Sounds good. Dude, that would be, you
maybe
know what, we'll add that in for next week's topic also, because that is good. And I got to, like, I'll go ahead and tell mine right now, dude. It helps me mind-wise because I may or may not have ADHD. And when I smoke weed, it keeps me balanced out.
Absolutely. You do have ADHD, sir. And I will say that you should, as one of the children that never got Ritalin that should have, it has done a marvelous job keeping you sane, bro. For me, I suffer from PTSD. I suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. I also have, you know, issues of depression. And my joints hurt from different injuries, various different places I've been, and have back problems. And it really helps me just kind of get through the day. And
right.
function, you know, and have a better quality of life without medications from Big Pharma. So if you guys have any kind of your stories that you like to tell people, man, just message us and get a hold of us and tell us what we get. And
yeah, we'll bring you on
good,
live, man. Let you guys tell your stories.
Yep, big facts.
All right. Well, if you guys take anything away from today's show, remember, always roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting.